you've got the ability to do that. I just want to say one thing before we carry on in the interview. We have got some WhatsApp messages, but like I've mentioned, I don't want to go onto the WhatsApp or the telephone lines until 8:30, because if we do that, we start taking these questions from Nav, we won't be able to find out how Nav is and how his career is prolonged and got to the stage he's got to now. So please bear with us. The questions that I am getting on WhatsApp, I will definitely ask them to Nav as soon as the 8:30 and the second half of the hour starts, okay? So bear with us on that side. So Nav, you've turned pro.
Yeah.
You know, how do you know, to you, your record, right? 14 wins.
Yeah, so 17 draws, fights, yeah, altogether. Mm-hmm. 14, yeah.
Yeah, 2 draws, yeah, 1 defeat.
Yeah.
You know, anyone if looking at it would think, you know, mm-hmm, what, that's an absolutely brilliant record to have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there is something there, right, that is definitely something for the future, inshallah. But mm-hmm, you know, we're not going to talk about your fight with Sam Shidu until later on. We're going to mention that,
yep,
and how our listeners can go and hopefully buy tickets and support you,
mm-hmm,
which is what we want from this show. But, you know, which fight from them 14 wins is the one that, apart from the first one, really sticks out to you? Or you, would you say which is the one that, you know, made you the boxer you are right now?
Mm.
Anyone in particular?
I think two to three kids really, that, you know, they were good kids. First one, it was Nathan Graham from London.
Mm-hmm.
He had a good record and he meant to beat me, and you know, that was a great fight, you know, everyone even looking it back now. That happened in Magna, a lot of credit came from that fight. He turned into absolutely war for, yeah, 6 rounds and stopped him in the 6th.
Yeah, because his record speaks for itself. I mean, his record at that time were 13 wins and 3 defeats. You know, so to,
yeah,
for you
and
to
he
stop
been
him.
In, yeah, he would been in with some good kids as well. So he were a great. I think he was my 7th fight or 6th fight, mm, going into that fight. You know, so he was more well experienced. What I can remember as well, his coach said he'll shave his eyebrow and his hair if I beat him. He never did that.
No,
he never did that.
We'll have to try and find some stuff on and try and get that back out to him, because that's, yeah, not on. If you, especially in boxing, as we know, a man's word is something that is classed as that.
Yeah.
So he should have done that, right?
That's
so
it.
That's good. I mean, we've got the prize fighter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you, after going through your record unbeaten, you went on the prize fighter.
Yep.
How did you find that experience for our listeners who watch it, actually watch it on Sky?
Yeah, it's you know, it's a buzz. You know, you're looking ahead. That's what I went wrong as well. You know, you look ahead because you're going to fight 3 times in the same night. You know, so you're looking to, like, take on one kid straight. You get to another kid and another one.
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to save energy and to compete with the next person. That's what I went wrong, you know. Well, in my own head, I thought I'm winning. Well, I took out the favourites,
mm-hmm,
at the first fight. Because
so it's a different mindset, because when you're actually fighting a 6-round or 7-round or even,
yep,
10 rounds, like you have done, you know, further on in your career, mm-hmm, you know, you're actually just fighting for that and you're setting yourself up.
Yep.
But when you're having that break and you know, first of all, well, do I go all out for these 3 rounds?
Yep. Yeah.
And give it all and not save nothing for the next
That's
fight,
right,
and then the final, or do I try and conserve it,
yeah,
and lose on points?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you had a great win in the first, you know, in the first round against Curtis Valentine, who was a top fighter.
Yeah, he was a big puncher coming into that fight. I think he knocked out Ryan Aston, if I'm not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well known kid, and he knocked him out twice, or one fight he knocked him down in the second round. So he came in as a big puncher, and they called him the Iron. You mentioned the Iron Curtis Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as like Tyson style, he came in big puncher. I got matched up with him first. You know, nobody wanted to get matched up with him on, mm-hmm, the same night, I don't think. But I got matched up with him first, and I took care of the business.
And
I took his best shots as well.
That was a great win for you, and all of that.
Yeah.
You know, and his record at that time was 5-2. So, you know, like you said, a very, very good fight there. And going on to, you mentioned, and I'm going to go on from that part, you know, your mindset for that second, the semi-final, which you actually lost, which is the only defeat in your career at the,
yep,
moment. You know, your mindset, again, is, do I conserve my energy? Do I,
yeah,
conserve my fighting? And unfortunately, that,
yeah,
backfired on you for that night, didn't it?
Yeah, it definitely did. You know, if we can take time back, then I want to save myself. Well, mm-hmm, if I even knew on the last round that I went I went winning or back on point, mm-hmm. I would have gone all out, because mm-hmm. I knew the last kid that I was going to fight with, he would have fit kid, so I thought, you know, like, I'll save a bit of energy mm-hmm. for him. And, you know, I was trying to pick me shots and getting the points and, mm-hmm. and getting the win, which the kid wasn't landing. He was throwing a lot of shots, but he was all on gloves. I was protecting myself all the time, and then catching him with few, but I was trying to, like, you know, save myself. I rocked him a few times in the third round. Mm-hmm. So I thought, I'm doing enough. I don't want to get any head clashes or, you know, take any injuries, save myself, but...
I've got to say this now, right? I've got to stop you there because, you know, I actually watched that fight.
Yep.
And to now think I'm actually talking to the person that I was watching on Sky that night, you know, it's something that's, you know, I will always appreciate and thank you. You know, thank you for coming on here. You know, after your defeat, you know, we talked right at the beginning mm-hmm. that when you first started, the defeats was what made you go back to the boxing. You know, so reacting from this defeat, I bet you were right wanting to get back into the ring and continue.
Well, straight away in changing room, I told my manager there and then, I want to fight the same kid over 8 rounds or mm-hmm. 10 rounds. I just want to prove it to mm-hmm. everyone that I can beat him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was three weeks to go, he pulled out, and another kid called Max Maxwell.
Yeah,
he stepped in. A really, really tough kid. You know, he's well known. He's been tough. And I took that fight instead. Mm-hmm. You know, they were from same gym. And I proved that I beat his kid. I beat Max Maxwell on the night. It was a tough fight, 8-rounder, and I did the job.
That's brilliant. So straight back into it, you got your defeat, tasted it, got back into the ring, and you're back onto your terms.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the next question I've got about that is basically, you know, I've asked you roughly what it was, but the greatest achievement is, you know, the fight you said earlier on with Nathan Graham. You know, that was a cracker fight, and that for you is the one that stands out.
Yeah, yeah, 100%, because, you know, it was a lot of talking going on about that fight that we're going to lose. Mm-hmm. And I thought, like, it's you either win this or it's a step back.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted my unbeaten record to stay. Mm-hmm. And when I got the win and the way I got it,
mm-hmm.
it kind of gave me that boost, like, ooh, okay, I can do something.
Brilliant.
You know, I can push on.
That's great. So, and now, then, let's talk about the fight itself now. You know, three weeks tomorrow?
Yeah, right? we're fighting
at the Magna?
Yeah.
Yeah. First of all, before we actually say who we're fighting, how can our listeners, if they want to go down and support you, which I'm hoping my listeners are out there, will be picking up the phone and picking the tickets up to go and support Nav, where can they get tickets from?
Well, they can either get in touch with myself on Twitter, it's Nav Mansouri,
mm-hmm.
or on the Facebook, Naveed Mansouri. And it's a football centre in Rotherham.
Mm-hmm.
It's an indoor football centre that they can pick it up. Yeah, it's a great place. And they can get tickets from there as well.
If listeners also want to get in touch with me on the show, as you always know, we have the hashtag FNSMAC. If people want to get in touch, then I will gladly put you in touch with Nav himself. And we want all our listeners, I want my listeners to try and get there in numbers and give Nav a backing. And we'll also have a telephone number for you in a bit. Yeah. Oh, what we're going to do now is talk about the man himself, Sam Sheedy. You know, lined up. What do you think to him and what your chances are with him?
Yeah, you know, all the credit to him, he's an undefeated kid. He's at 15, won 15,
mm-hmm.
good engine, you know, fit kid, southpaw, tricky. But, you know, I'm covering everything in my training camp that mm-hmm. I can deal with him. You know,
I don't want to give anything away because obviously plans are all about that, and I want you to keep your plans tight because I want you to obviously go out there and win on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
But, you know, everything going to plan, all the training, everything.
Yeah, 100%. Everything's done great. You know, every time that I've boxed, I've learned new things and I've gained experience. So I've with my weight and everything. And, you know, now I've dedicated myself to the sport full time.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I've done my weight right this time. I've done everything right, so I feel a lot stronger. I'm maturing more. Timing's better. I'm gaining experience. I'm correct, like, you know, sorting. If I'm doing anything wrong, I'm trying to correct it in the right way. And everything's coming together.
I've got to ask you that. You know, you touched on something there which I want to do. You know, we hear stories about boxers, you know, really cutting it and trying to make the